Tour Junkies.
What's going on, golf addicts? Welcome to the 2021 WGC Match Play and Corrales Punta Cana betting preview. We are the Tour Junkies. I'm your boy DB, David Barnett, your host. I got Pat Perry with me. We just buttoned up the DraftKings preview and the bracket preview for the WGC and Punta Cana as well. It's a good show. Pat had to drink a Colt 45 as punishment for his lost Adam Scott bet last week, so he sucked down an entire Colt 45 last week. And by the end of the podcast, you could definitely tell that he had done just that. So Colt 45 makes you say some pretty crazy things. So the end of that show, you can definitely check that out. The DraftKings show.
Fun show.
As always, we're presented by our friends at Fantasy National. FantasyNational.com/TJ is where you need to go to join. And you can get a weekly membership, a monthly membership, an annual membership. And as you change membership plans, if you change, you get to keep your 20% off discount. That is where we have gone for the last 3 or 4 years to get all of our PGA Tour data and information, course history, recent form, all your stats, your models, your ownership projections, your head-to-head matchups, your lineup optimizers, everything you could think of is at FantasyNational.com. And all the data is procured from the PGA Tour and ShotLink. So it's pure data. You know it's good. And not all the websites out there that advertise that they have that. Okay? But Fantasy National does. FantasyNational.com/TJ gets you 20% off. Tell them the Tour Junkie sent you. Thank you to Fantasy National for sponsoring the show. Pat, we had a huge week. We both had Matt Jones, the winner of the Honda, at 12 under at 70-1. He was on DB's Big Balls betting card, now up 32 units. Oh, 30 units raining down. Units raining down.
Units are everywhere.
Oh, now up 32 units. He was also on Pat's Not That Anyone Really Cares betting card that was tweeted out on Wednesday night. First time that's happened where both of us had one guy, and the one guy we both had, Matt Jones. We talked about him on the show last week, talked about his smoking hot Miss Iowa or Idaho or whatever she was, wife. And Matt Jones did it, man. And it was nice to not have to really sweat it on Sunday. He just cruised Miss Idaho. That's what it was. Producer Sam was right on it. He was all over her. Faux show.
Of course. Like there's not many things that like producer Sam likes to correct us on, but
he does like to
up on the chat when it's not, we say Miss Iowa versus Miss Idaho. Whoa, make sure you get it right. Miss Idaho.
He also said she's got he said she's got some new potatoes thanks to all that money.
I take pageants very seriously, guys. So
yeah, apparently.
Clearly,
you may get a player wrong and call him by a wrong name, but God forbid you say Miss Iowa over Miss Idaho.
Yeah, I can't spell Justin Thomas, but I know Iowa versus Idaho.
All I know is I'm glad producer Sam's camera's off because ain't no telling what's going on. You know what I mean? Thinking about Miss Jones potatoes. That's all I know. All right. It was a great week. Hope you guys tailed it. Hope you're reading the betting card. Hope you're following along on Twitter. If you're not, what are we even doing? I don't understand. But we're hitting winners. We've hit like, why didn't I count that? I think it's like our fifth winner of 2021. And that's not counting the fall season. We're on a roll is what I'm saying. It's going
and it ain't easy to hit these
winners. It ain't easy.
Okay?
Despite what some knuckleheads want to tell you, we're doing all right. We're on a hot streak right now, but you know what? There's going to be some lows. Okay. Hopefully it's not this week. Let's get into this. Let's talk WGC match play first. Now, on the DraftKings preview show, we gave you a full course breakdown. We've got our boy Caddy John, who's actually caddying in the Dominican Republic for the Corrales Punta Cana for our boy Nate Lashley. He's in the Nut Hut, has already written up a few things about the golf course over in Punta Cana. But Pat talked about Austin Country Club. We talked about kind of our approach to the match play. And we went through each group, and we said kind of who we like to come out of each group. But now, Pat, I want to look at the betting odds. And looking at outrights first, and then maybe we'll come back and take a look at some of these groups, and maybe there's some value in these groups that we think guys could come out and do okay. Looking at the outright numbers, where's the beginning of your card? Where are you starting in terms of those shorter numbers and outright winners? We did hit the last time this was played in 2019 on this very show. Check the tape. We had Kevin Kisner talked up. I think we wrote him up as well. He won at 80-1. So let's keep it going. I'm drinking like almost Pedialyte because I need to recover from the weekend with you and the two Marcuses.
No, I'm still drinking beer. So.
All right, where are you starting your betting card?
I recovered the days before. Anyway, I'm going to start. I don't like any of these shorter numbers here. None of them. Okay. Are you off to the side eating chips or something?
Popcorn.
Okay. You might, if you're just going to go off to the side and eat popcorn, just eat popcorn on the video. Like,
oh, no. People will be, oh, God, no. We'll get tweets about that like crazy. I'll stop.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. All right. I'm going to start, and here's where I'm going to start. I don't mind Paul Casey at 26-1 in that range.
Mm-hmm.
But where I really love, what I love the most is Victor Hovland at 28-1.
Agreement.
I think Victor Hovland at 28-1 is a great number to win this tournament. I love it. He is a, you know, he's a fiery competitor. Like, we talked about this on the DFS show. You know, the course is one thing, and we're not giving the course preview. If you want to go, listen, go back to the DFS show and whatever else. The course is one thing, but when it comes to match play, it doesn't necessarily matter what the course is. Yes, you got to fit the course and you got to play well on the course, but when it's just mano a mano, one on one, sometimes it just doesn't matter. And you got to have a guy that has that, you know, that I think can just pound somebody from a match play standpoint. And Victor Hovland can do that, so I like him at 28-1.
And if we're honest, the next let me jump in here because I'm with you on Hovland. And if we're honest, it's a pretty easy group. I mean, Abraham Answer is definitely a good. I mean, he's a Pete Dye player. He's a Texas guy. But when you look at all the other groups in here, this is a pretty bland group. There's not a real killer in this group. And while Victor Hovland is definitely a nice guy, right? He's got the rosy cheeks. He's got the smile. You know. Everybody loves Victor Hovland. He's a killer when it comes to pounding greens. You know, I mean, he's going to pound greens and reg on your face and then rub your nuts all over it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's what he's going to do.
I didn't even take it that far, but you did.
He's going to do that. So when you got nice guys like Streelman and little bitty Abe Answer, you know, you're counting on Hovland getting through that 20, you know, getting through that first group fairly easily, okay? It's the next round of 16 I'm worried about, but anyway, I agree with you. I like the number at 28-1.
Okay. Do you want me to go with my next guy?
Sure.
I like Webb Simpson at 35-1. He is a guy to me. Okay, so let me tell you something. I've been itching a lot tonight. There is a damn mosquito that is in this room with me. That has decided he's just like he got in somehow and he's circling around and he just keeps biting the shit out of me and it's pissing me off because I can't find him and then he bites me and then I can't. Webb Simpson is that mosquito. That is Webb. He is the mosquito of this golf tournament. He is a guy that you can't see him coming. He's got that secret attack. He's annoying as hell, but he's nice. Like you feel like a mosquito. Like a mosquito could be nice, but like you look at that mosquito and that thing is just biting you all over the place and just killing you, hitting greens and making putts, dropping them all over the place on you. And that is what Webb Simpson is. He's 35-1. I think that's a good number. I like him in match play. You know, we talked about on the show in Paris, you know, he's like the only one outside a few guys that could actually, you know, that played well on that course. And I think this is a course that's somewhat similar to that, not as tight on the fairways as it was in Paris. But I do like Webb this week at 35-1 to win.
Yeah, I mean, you can't look at a guy like Webb who's probably the nicest. He's for sure the most holy person on the PGA Tour and think he can't be a killer in match play because he was. I mean, we were there on the grounds at Le Golf National in Paris, and Webb was the only one on Team USA that had a freaking pulse and was kicking ass and taking names. And he did it with a smile on his face and with a friendly handshake to start and end the match. But he kicked a lot of people's, he kicked a lot of ass. He took a lot of French ass, you know, and not in the sexual way at that Ryder Cup. So he can do it. You know, he can do it.
He's an annoying mosquito.
All right. So I agree with the Hovland play. I think if, and not that I'm going to do this because I have bigger nuts than this, but if I were going to bet a favorite, it'd be John Rahm. I think he's coming out of one of the easier categories, one of the easier groups. He's at 14-1. I think the next group that he's going to play against, if he advances to the group of 16, the group with Berger, English, Todd, Van Ruyen, is such a crap show with injuries and God knows what else. I think if he can advance to the group of 16, he easily makes it to the group of 8 or to the quarterfinals. I think that's very easily done for him. So I think 14-1 at Rahm is as short as I would be willing to go. But Hovland for sure, I'm with you on. I've got a guy at 35-1 I like myself, and it's not Webb Simpson, but it's the Aussie. It's Mr. Cam Smith, who we've seen play quite well here lately. Finished, I think, 17th or so. I thought, where was Cam Smith? Cam Smith. Where is Cam Smith? Where is he? There he is. 17th of the players, 11th at the WGC Mexico, 4th at the Genesis. You know, good President's Cup player, grinder type, you know, kind of guy, which you're going to have to grind it out on that. Like, if you're going to go all the way and win, and that's what we're talking about is outrights, like, you got to grind it a little bit because you're going to play 36 on Sunday. It's a longer week for these guys, you know, in terms of tournament golf, starting on Wednesday, which we should have mentioned at the top. The WGC starts on Wednesday. So you got to grind it out. You got to get through. And I like Cam Smith at 35-1 to do just that.
I'll tell you another guy, though, that I like shorter in the shorter area is that is in the shorter area. Mm. I like
you,
Patrick
sir, stand over here in the shorter area.
I like Patrick Reed at 28-1. If you look at the bracket that he's in, there, like anybody can come out of this bracket probably, but I think he's one of the favorites. And
well,
JT is
the favorite.
No, JT's
favorite. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, in that bracket. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean an entire bracket. Like, to come out to go to the Final Four, I think he could actually he gets out of this. So I like Patrick Reed at 28-1 also. I think that's a good number for him.
Okay. You know, we didn't talk about this at the top, but previous winners here, I mean, before Kiz won at 80-1, there was a lot of shorter numbers that won here. You haven't seen a whole lot over that 25-30-1 number do well here.
I just don't see it in match play.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think that somewhere in that, like, I don't have anybody over 90-1 is the longest odds guy I have.
Yeah, and I've got a couple names worth a look, I think, at triple digits, but not as many as I usually do. All right, 50-1, I've got a couple names. And the first is your two-time winner, Jason Day. I think that's a steal. I know we just talked about, he's not in Patrick Reed's group. He's not in Patrick Reed's group. Yeah, I think Jason Day in Xander.
No, he's in that group with Xander, Scheffler. Yeah. And I have another guy out of that group.
And Sullivan. So, but I think 50-1, two-time winner, Jason Day, who's been in good form. I think that's a really good value for him. Who do you like out of that group? Scheffler?
I like Scheffler, and I like Scheffler to win at 45-1 also. Texas guy, you know, younger, you know, more. He's obviously has a
Why would you take a guy who's not even won yet on the PGA Tour, okay, shorter number than Jason Day, who's won here twice in the same group? Like, I just don't see the value there. That's all I'm saying. I like Scott.
Why would I not?
Okay, well, because he's not a...
How do you compare this to a PGA Tour event? It's totally different.
You still got to slam the door and close the door on winning. Like, you still got to have the chops to beat the best guys in the world. This is a WGC event.
Yeah, but it's a totally different game. I mean, you're going against the field. There's all kinds of different... Like, when you're going one-on-one, it's totally different. Scheffler is not far removed from kicking ass in college, where they play match play, by the way, to win championships in college. And in amateur events, and everything is match play when you're as young, like in that age. Like that's the biggest events when you're in you know, playing amateur or match play type events. So he's not that far removed from that, and he's shown that he can obviously play with these guys. So I don't think winning a tour event means that you're going to necessarily.
I'm just saying, from a value perspective, you get a two-time winner in this event and a multiple winner also in form. You could argue even better form than Scottie Scheffler in the same group with Jason Day. I just don't think there's the value there. We agree to disagree, Pat. That's what the show's all about. Lovely. All right, we moving on? Great. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's go.
I got a couple names at 70-1. The first one is Jason Kokrak, coming out of Tony Finau, Will Zalatoris, and Dylan Fratelli's group. This was a group we talked about in the DraftKings show that I don't know what to do with. I really don't. But I do know that I like the value with Kokrak at 70-1 in the betting market. I don't know what to do in terms of my bracket. I said on the show that it's going to be either Kokrak or Zalatoris for me when I'm filling out my bracket. It's going to be either Kokrak or Zalatoris, or maybe both. No, not both. But in DraftKings, I think they're both good values there compared to Finau and other names. But I do know from the sportsbook side and who I think could come out of this group and actually win, I think Kokrak could do it at 70-1.
Don't mind it.
Oh, good. Who else you got? I got another one at 70-1. You have anybody in this range?
I have two at 70-1, okay. Actually. One being Kevin Kisner.
Yep, that was my other one.
You know, I talked about Patrick Reed at 28-1, and he's in the same bracket, at least the upper side, not the same group, but he's in that side of the bracket. If Kiz can finish second here to Bubba in 2018, 2019, which is the last time they played here, he won it. Why can't he do it again? I mean, the guy is just a great match play player, and he wants to play in a Ryder Cup, which they haven't put him on a damn team yet. So I know he wants to show out this week. And the way those groups set up, I still think he can come out of that group and he can win here. So at 70-1, I like him. And then a guy that I talked about on the show that I was surprised you weren't a big – well, I wouldn't say you weren't a big fan of, but I do like Ryan Palmer also at 70.
Yeah.
He is in that group with John Rahm. If he can get out of there, he has the group above him, which has Berger, English, Brendan Todd, and Erik van Rooyen.
That's the thing with that group, is if you can get if you're not John Rahm and you can get through that, it'll be easier to get through the round of sixteen.
Yeah, so I think that if Palmer can get out of that group, he's got a good chance to win this thing at 70-1. And then I'll give my last guy, and this is kind of a long shot for me, but I think Billy Horschel at 90-1 could be interesting as well. Now, he'll have to get through my favorite, which is Victor Hovland. But if he does get through Victor Hovland in that second round or whatever you want to call it, round of 16, then I do think he has a good chance to come out well there, because the groups above him in that bracket, you know, you have that group with Bryson DeChambeau and Siwoo and Finau and Kokrak and Zal. I mean, there's just a lot of guys that I think he could get through there in that side. So I think Horschel makes a lot of sense at 90.
Well, Pat, I love a good long shot. I also love discovering a new bottle of wine and trying a new bottle of wine. It gives me something too to look forward to. And I love how easy Wine Access, our friends at Wine Access, make it. They make it easy to explore new wines affordably. You know what I mean? You can go on their website, you can say, hey, I'm having chicken. You can literally say, I'm having chicken. And they'll say, here's what goes
with... I want a chicken wine.
Yeah, here's what goes with your chicken. Or you can say, hey, I'm going to a retirement party. And they'll say, oh, okay, you going to a retirement party? Bring this kind of wine. Bring this retirement wine. So for events, for, you know, occasions, for meats, you know, for animal body parts that you're gonna eat, Wine Access can hook you up and tell you what pairs best with that. And the latest discovery is the 2019 Lorenzo Rosé California. You know what I mean? It's rosé all day, baby. Lorenzo's 2017 was Wall Street Journal's top pick of the year. And 2019 is even better, and it pairs beautifully with a wide range of foods. It's the kind of rosé you want to drink year-round, like my boy Pat. So whether you're a wine lover or you're just figuring it out, they've got something for you. Their team takes over 20,000 bottles a year, choosing only the best for their customers. So if you don't know where to start, take a recommendation from their experts. And if the wine fails to impress, Wine Access will credit that bottle. Trust us, you're going to love Wine Access. Make sure you try the Lorenzo Rosé California before they run out. We have an incredible offer to get you started. 20% off your first order That's 20% off your first order at our URL, wineaccess.com/tour. The discount will be applied at checkout. So you get 20% off your first order and see our favorite wines when you head to wineaccess.com/tour. Tour.
Tour.
You mentioned Billy Horschel at 90 to 1. I like Max Homa coming out of that group.
Okay,
at 90
see,
to 1.
Right there. I like that. I like what you're going. I like where you're going.
I mean,
okay,
he's my
that.
Pick to come out of that group anyway. I like the value. I like all the above. He's 3 to 1 to win that group. I think there's value if you want a group bet there. 90 to 1 to win outright. Max has finally got a freaking week off. He took as a lot of players did, took the Honda off, as we saw. So he finally got a little week off to rest up. But he's been playing so good, man. There's not many guys who've been playing as good as Max Homa. Your boy Billy Horschel's irons have still sucked hind teat, okay? Max Homa, not so much. Driver's been great. Irons have been great. You know, hasn't played in a WGC match play yet. I think he's going to be fired up. He's going to be ready to take down Colin Morikawa, his fellow Cali boy. I like it. He's already tweeting about it. Give it to me, Max Homa, 90 to 1. Give it to me good. And let me see. I've got, I think that's it. Now I got two bombs. Two real bombs.
I have no bombs. Okay. So you go with yours because I have.
Well, you mentioned Ryan Palmer coming out of that John Rahm group. Now, I think John Rahm's, you know, he was an automatic pick for me when filling out my bracket. But in the betting market, Shane Lowry to me is the value at 125 to 1. Shane's been playing good. He's had a couple good finishes here in a row. You know, match play, you get the Irishman, which is, you just feel like is an automatic bump there. Like you said, coming out of that group, you feel like whoever he plays next is going to be a nice, easy takedown in the round of 16. So I like the value at 125 to 1 for a major champion, your defending open champion, by the way, a guy who's in good form and kind of does everything well. Like, I think Lowry's an interesting play. And then finally, this is a pure value move. Pure value move. But Bubba Watson at 125 to 1, who won this event not the last time they played it, but the time before last in 2018. Won the event 2018. Now he's in a tough group with Joaquin Neiman, Patrick Reed, Cebes. He's 4 to 1 to come out of that group. But he's 125 to 1 to win it. I don't know. I mean, he's got a history here. We know Bubba likes courses he's got a history on. It doesn't feel like he should do that great on this golf course, but he has. I'll take it at 125 to 1. That's a big number in a 60-something man WGC event. I think there's some value there. So there you go.
By the way, if you're looking at some of these outrights, and you maybe not, you don't want to take them outright, then just, you know, take the group bet, you know? Yeah. If you like those smaller bets and you just want to take a guy and to win the group, I mean, a lot of these outrights I think are going to obviously win the group, so you could just play those as well.
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, one group in particular. We don't have to get into all these, but like Group 8 with Tyrrell Hatton, Lee Westwood, Garcia Wallace. We debated on the show. I'm going with Hatton in the bracket, but I like the value on Garcia at plus 230. You know? Great match play guy, playing well. Mm-hmm. God, you just need him to make some putts. And I mean, it is. But anyway, I kind of like the value there for Garcia at plus 230. I talked about Kokrak. He's plus 280 in his group. Finau, Kokrak, Zalatoris, and Fratelli. I mean, I definitely like him outright. But if you think that's a little risky, I think Kokrak at plus 280 is another interesting spot. And then I mentioned Homa at 3-1. Coming out of his group. So yeah, definitely take a look at the you know, at the group numbers. I think that's definitely in play. You can parlay some of these too. That's right. Yeah, you can hey, you can have a lot of parlay fun between the WGC. You could do some fun doubles. You could get real crazy. Do some doubles with the Punta Cana and the WGC. Parlay some group winners. Hell yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had with all this. You know what I mean? This is when Pat checks out. Let me tell you, Pat did this at dinner the other night. It freaking drove me nuts. We got two listeners in town. One guy won a trip. The other guy made the trip all the way across the country. Crazy Marcus from California. We're at dinner, and Pat's on his phone the whole damn time. Pat, what are you even looking at?
I'm writing down the bets for the next segment.
Oh, good. Okay. Shall we get into that?
Yeah, we shall.
Hey, this Punta Cana, Corrales Punta Cana, holds a special place in our heart. It was played just this past September. And yeah,
don't forget that. Don't be looking at last year.
Yeah, played in September.
Not looking at, you know, when they did play this in September. So.
And on Pat's Not That Anyone Really Cares betting card, Hudson Swafford was his first round leader pick. And he hit it 100-1. Didn't even have to split it. Didn't have to even split the bet. He outright first round leader 100-1. Boom. Your boy DB had him written up on the betting card at 150-1. Guess what? He went wire to wire, won the event. Corrales Punta Cana, special place in my heart. Hudson Swafford, sweet prince, special place in my heart. Although I'm not betting him because he's playing like absolute dog right now. But it is what it is. Let's talk about Corrales. I mentioned in the Nut Hut, our buddy Caddy John, who is currently caddying for Nate Lashley, is in the Dominican Republic. He wrote up a little paragraph in the Nut Hut about Corrales. There's some interesting stuff there. We're not going to tell you all that's going on there. You got to join the Nut Hut, figure that out, find that out. But he's there. We'll be hearing from him. At the end of the day, I want somebody who is coming in good form, already firing, because chances are you're going to have to go super low to win this thing. So I want guys who are...
I feel like we always want somebody coming in good form.
Well, yeah, but there's some tournaments where you don't really... Like, if you look back at it, you see that, like, people... You don't have to... Like, I think last week's an example, although Matt Jones was in good form coming in, but we've seen other people do well there that weren't in the best of form coming in, and they like, got it there. But to me, when you're coming into a birdie fest where, like, 20 under is going to win this damn thing, like, I think you got to be coming in confident, ready to roll and make birdies, not survive and make par.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you just wanting to fight right now? I can tell you're kind of getting it. That Colt 45's hit you. Now you've been sucking on that IPA you got. Now you're just ready to fight.
Just said coming in good form because I thought it sounded funny.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this up.
I mean, yeah, you always want to be coming in good form.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking at strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained approach, DraftKings points scored for DraftKings. But for the most part, good form, good ball striking. Let's make some putts on this past Palom,
yeah.
which we talked about in the DraftKings previews, is past Palom greens, past Palom. And our boy John is set are pretty pure right now. They're rolling pretty pure. And, you know, it's a windy coastal course. That's what it is. So there you go. Pat, why don't you start us off? Shorter numbers, who you like, where you looking?
Where's Charlie Hoffman? I'm looking for Charlie Hoffman. Where is Charlie Hoffman? He's 18-1. He's 18-1. I'm going to play some Charlie Hoffman at 18-1. That's the shortest odds player I will look at. But you look at Charlie Hoffman, he's been playing incredibly well. He is number one in this field in strokes gained approach. Also, he's number one in opportunities gained as well, which means he's shooting some birdies.
Creating opportunities.
He's creating opportunities, making some birdies. And I like Charlie Hoffman. So 18-1, I'll play him. Next guy for me, do you want to go, you know, do you have a guy here or do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Next guy for me, Johnny Vegas at 30-1. I like some Johnny Vegas. I've been on him for the last few weeks. He is a guy that has been playing pretty well, you know, and we saw him at Puerto Rico really with a shot to win, probably should have won. So I like Johnny Vegas also at that number 30-1. And then I'll wait on sort of the middle range here, and I'll let you say what you've got.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. I don't mind either one of those guys. I like Nate Lashley, 35-1. Caddy John's on the bag. Lashley won here at the Korn Ferry Tour event in 2017. Finished fourth last year at this event. Clearly a spot for him. I like that he's just making cuts right now. I mean, for Nate Lashley, I feel like that's a win. 36th at the Honda. last week. So just a little bit of form is all I need to get on Nate Lashley at a course where he's got a little magic. So I like that number. I'm going to go with the big hitting Canadian, Taylor Pendrith, at 40-1. If you don't know Taylor, you will, because he'll be on the PGA Tour next year, very, very likely, because he's having a great web.com season, really talented player. So I'm going to go with Taylor Pendrith. I think this is his first time around here. Yes, it is. Not played here before. But super talented young guy, hits the piss out of it. I like him. And then I'm going to go, I won't steal your thunder. I'm going to go Chase Seifert, 50-1. Just saw him finish third at the Honda, 15th, I think, before that. Got a T12, I think, at the Amex. Seifert's confident right now. Like, he's confident. He's ball striking him. He's ball striking really well. Played here in the fall, finished T41. I really like what he's doing. Gained 8 strokes with his irons last week at the Honda. I love that for Seifert at 50-1. So I'll leave it at that. I'll let you kind of pick up in that range, because I know you got a couple names there you probably like.
Yeah, I like Seifert, by the way. So that's a good one there. I also like Tyler McCumber. I mentioned him on the DFS show. He is at 50-1. He's a guy that we know can score a ton of birdies, and this is a good course for him. He finished second the last time he played here. So Tyler McCumber at 50-1, I think, is a good number. And I like Steven Yeager. He is at 55-1. He finished fourth last week in his in the Korn Ferry event in Louisiana. He played extremely well in the Korn Ferry last year, won an event. He's got a lot of experience on tour. So it's not like this is his first rodeo here. He did play at the Puerto Rico Open, made the cut, T58. But has played, this tournament before. He had a 26th place finish in 2019, T54 in 2018. And I think though I don't know the web.com finish, but I think when they played this event as a web.com, he played pretty well back then. But anyway, I like Steven Yeager also at 55-1.
All right, 55-1. I like Will Gordon, our boy Taco Supreme, as we like to call him in the Nut Hut, because you're going to play him, you're going to bet him, and then he's going to treat you like a Taco Supreme. You're just going to be sick to your stomach a lot, and it's probably not going to end well, but I can't help it. He's my boy. He's starting to show a little more consistency on the PGA Tour, which I like. We tried to get on him early in the fall when we saw the talent, but he just wasn't all there. I think it's starting to come around for Will Gordon. I think he's starting to learn how to play the game and not just try to bludgeon the golf course to death. 55-1, I like the number. Creeping up a little bit, I'm going to go Vincent Whaley. I think he's a value. I like Vincent Whaley a lot. He's 70-1. Also love his number on DraftKings if you want to play him there. 70-1 for old Vincent. He's playing good. He's making some cuts. Okay. He's checking some boxes, checks the box, strokes in off the tee. He's putting well. T36 at the Honda, T15 at the Puerto Rico, very similar, similar golf course. Played here last year in the fall, finished T28. I like Vincent Whaley. And then I'll take one guy that I think you're going to like here. I'll go ahead and wrap up too. I like the Camilo Villegas play at 90-1. He finished eighth at the Honda. He's working on a major medical. He kind of gets a conditional status based on how he finished just last week. But he's motivated. He needs to keep playing well. The irons are there. Very experienced tour player.
Oh.
What's that?
DB, are you back?
Yo, yeah. What happened?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
We lost you.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back. You're okay. Good. Carry on. Whew.
Guys, what would y'all have done without me? Holy moly.
I think we would have managed.
That would have been tough for you guys. I'm going to go with Camilo Villegas. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, conditional status, needs to play well. T8th last week, very experienced tour player. I like Camilo here. I think it's good value, 90-1. My last pick, I'm going to go with one triple-digit bomb, 125-1. JB Holmes. He finished 40. He went from like top five teeing off on Sunday morning to finishing like 46th at the Honda on his way to just completely pissing all over himself. But for a guy who was in the final group on Sunday at the at PGA National at the Honda, now coming to a birdie fest, multiple time PGA Tour winner, hits it a long way, can make birdies when he's hot. 125 to 1 is too good of a number on JB Holmes. If you're somewhere where you can get an each way bet, I love that. Maybe look at him as a top 20. I haven't looked at that yet, but maybe look at him as a top 20. I think that's a really good steal for JB Holmes.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I like your Camila Vijegas bet as well at 90 to 1. I'll add, I do like Peter Uihlein at 70 to 1. He's a guy we've seen play extremely well recently. I think he was second or third last week on the Korn Ferry, but has played well. So I like him. And then I think the longest odds guy that I like is probably Vaughn Taylor at 100 to 1. And just because Vaughn Taylor is a guy that has won a couple times on tour, he comes out of nowhere, just like we saw Graham McDowell win here a few years ago. You know, not the longest player on tour, but he's a, you know, methodical, experienced guy. He can make birdies. And so I like Vaughn Taylor there at 100 to 1. So there you go.
Praise God. Praise God. Listen, I need to tell our people out there, there may be some of you that need some high quality video production. Maybe you own a business, maybe a major project you're part of, maybe you work for marketing or something. You know what I mean? Our friends at Tranter Gray have filmed a bunch of content for us. Lately, we used them on something really special they're working on. You guys are going to see it a little bit later. That's really special, super special. They know what they're doing, and they do it all over the world, and they will come to you. They travel all around the world shooting video for a ton of different companies. They work with medical practices, nonprofits, Fortune 500 companies, making promotional videos to represent your brand. And recently, we've seen some of their work with athletic apparel company No Bull. We saw them do a recap video for Mr. Bill Murray and his Caddyshack golf tournament at the World Golf Hall of Fame. So if your company does any type of video production, I guarantee these guys will deliver an exceptional product for you. We work with them personally, okay? Check out their site, TrannerGray.com. That's TrannerGray.com, and see how Tranter Gray can help you guys out. So check them out. Tell them Tour Junkie sent you. They're good folks over there. They'll take good care of you. They do high-quality, cinema-quality video content production. It's good stuff. Trust me. All right, Pat, I think that's it, man. Betting show knocked out. We knocked out the DraftKings preview. We talked about our brackets for the WGC. It's going to be a fun week. WGC starts on Wednesday. Corrales Punta Cana on Thursday. You get golf Wednesday.
Make sure. That's important.
That's important.
Wednesday for the WGC. Oh, get your stuff in.
I meant to tell the people we've got a Nut Hut bracket for the WGC event. So if you're a member of the Nut Hut, you can check out the pinned messages. And you can see the how you can enter the Nut Hut League, private Nut Hut member league only. And the winner is going to get a free year. So there you go. You get a free year subscription to the Nut Hut by entering and winning the WGC Bracket Challenge. That'll be a good time. So that starts Wednesday, Corrales Punta Cana Thursday. Man, you're going to get a lot of golf, competitive golf. Let's do this. Let's keep the hot streak going. Let's keep it going. What do you say?
Yeah.
Good, great, grand. In the YouTube comments, if you're still watching, comment what Pat can drink next time he loses a bet. Because Colt 45, he kind of liked. We had it on the last show. He drank it. He kind of liked it. That's not how I wanted it to work out. I wanted it to be terrible.
What about what you can drink? Why does this have to
be? Well, I'm not going to lose another one. I'm not going to lose another one. I've just decided I'm not going to.
Why don't you comment what DB can drink?
You comment whatever you want anybody to drink, but Pat's going to be the one drinking it. So just keep that in mind when you comment. But do comment, because it does help the show, helps the show.
The odds say that DB is going to lose the next bet.
That is actually true. The odds do say that. Although you were on a winning streak. You won like seven.
I was on a roll
prop bets
this
in a
year.
Row or podcast bets in a row. We didn't do any this week because Pat said on the DraftKings show he was basically wussing out and he didn't want to do any more right now because he needed to reset.
Okay.
Oh, producer
well, we
Sam,
could say that, but you did say that you were going to back out of the Adam Scott bet, but you didn't back out of the Adam Scott bet.
Producer Sam said a pint of KFC gravy.
Ooh, yeah, no, ain't that is not going to happen. I mean, if I mean, not by itself, I may be able to throw it on something like some.
Well, yeah. Some Yeah, some potatoes maybe. I mean, yeah, sure. That sounds delectable.
Potatoes and
some potatoes. Oh man, you got real southern there. You driving Miss Daisy right there. Some potatoes. I might be able to put it on some potatoes.
Some potatoes and fried chicken. All right. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting hungry.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Appreciate it. May your screens be green. We'll see you next week. See ya. Out.